This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday, nearly a dozen hairstylists based in Northwest Arkansas will offer free haircuts for LGBTQIA2S+ youth as a new school year nears. The inaugural Gender-Free Haircut Club in Fayetteville is being organized by Scarlett Howell, owner of High Ground Hair Space in South Fayetteville. Scarlett came to the Carver Center for Public Radio Saturday afternoon to tell us more about the event. She says the free cuts can be the first time recipients are seeing themselves and being treated in a positive, gender-affirming way.
So we are a part of a group called the Dress Code Project, which is based out of Canada. And they are working to make salons and barbershops and spaces like that more gender-inclusive by removing the actual genderization from haircutting. So not calling it a men's cut or a women's cut, saying short, medium, long, not using terms like pixie cut, things like that, that can make people feel like they're not themselves.
So this inaugural offer, tell me about this. This is amazing.
So because we're part of the Dress Code Project, we are able to actually open up our space after having training from them to offer free haircuts to the LGBTQIA2S+ community. We originally were going to offer it to, like, 18 and younger, so, like, the kids that couldn't necessarily afford to get their hair cut in a gender-affirming way or something like that. But we've actually decided we've had such a great interest from other hairdressers in our area who want to help volunteer and kind of come together to open it up to all ages.
Oh, so it's gone from 18, and then I know that when you and I were talking about sitting down for this conversation, you were thinking about 21. Now it's...
Yeah. We've had 9 stylists, including our team, volunteer and show interest. So that's really exciting. I'm going to do a little mini training with them beforehand. But yeah, so I'm excited that we'll be able to, like, offer this annually and have, like, this space for this community in our area.
It's Sunday, August 1st. Is this kind of connected with the start of a school year?
Yeah, I feel like during the year, there's a lot of new beginnings that you get to have. It's not just, like, the new year. And so going back to school or coming back from summer where things are a little slower and, you know, you can kind of start over again and have a fresh year feeling however you want to feel.
Hair is so important, such an identifier, and also such a versatile component of how you want to look and think about yourself.
Most definitely. I feel like as we have, like, pulled influence and, like, hair has become more mainstream, it's not as much of, like, a privatized thing anymore. It's no longer like, well, I only go to a barber shop or I only go to this hairdresser. It's, I am super artistic and I want to express myself through my hair. I am a musician. I want to, like, have this haircut that I saw and this rock star that I saw from something my parents listened to. And hair is a game changer. Mm-hmm. Hair is super personal, and hair is political, and it always has been. And that's something that's really important to me in the space, is validating that and making the people in the space feel like they're seen and that they're the best, most authentic version of themselves.
Considering all that you just said about hair and how we feel about our hair, it's an intimate relationship you have. A lot of the folks who are going to be taking advantage of this inaugural offer are people you've probably never met. So how do you establish that, you know, trust or just relationship quickly?
I will say that I've worked really hard to create a space that feels very familiar, even if you've never been in there before. The LGBT community has always been a very important part of my life. I've always had a really tight network of friends that were part of the community. And I can 100% say that I would not be who I am today if it wasn't for them and how they helped raise me and nurture me. So I wanted to actively seek out to create a safe space for them as well. So having people come in the space, and we've had some experiences where even like younger teenagers, like 14, 15, will say like, are you part of the LGBT community? You know, and the stylist said, yeah, I am. And they're like, oh, that's awesome. I just told my mom I'm pan. Mm. And she was like, that's amazing. Like, how do you feel? Like, did you just tell this? She's like, you're the second person I've told. I just told my mom outside because I saw the space and I felt safe to do that. And like, of course, when I heard that, I was like, pardon me while I weep uncontrollably.
Right.
But, you know, I was always like a weird kid. And like, I wanted a space that felt like me and I felt cool enough to be in. And I felt like people were interested in me. And I think the environment is a huge thing.
So how does someone, if they're interested in the Gender Free Haircut Club, how do they go about making an appointment?
We do have a booking link in our bio. And we ask that you tell us what your hair is like. If it's long and you want to keep it long, if it's short and you want to keep it short, or if you want to do a transformation. And then we will have appointments booked and scheduled, and we will send out confirmations like 1 or 2 days beforehand.
What do you think it's going to be like? You've got these other stylists, your team?
I have not seen this kind of like genuine connection in the hair community here since I've moved here. And it makes me so excited because there's so much new ownership in the salon industry here. And we're all like, hey, let's hang out. Let's do these community events. Let's get together and uplift each other. And there's enough room for everybody. And that's been so nice. I couldn't ask for anything more. Stylists I've never even met have messaged me and been like, hey, I would love to be a part of this. People in the community are like, hey, what can I donate? How can I help? And the local Paul Mitchell School is actually letting us use some of their chairs, which is amazing because my space is 400 square feet. So we are going to have a whole situation. But yeah, it's been really wonderful.
All kinds of hair? All kinds of textures and
all
lengths?
All kinds of hair.
Okay.
Yes.
And where is this? We should tell people where you are.
So I own High Ground Hair Space. We are at 557 South School Avenue, number 107. If you are familiar with Woodstone Pizza downtown, if you're looking at Woodstone Pizza, you look to the back right corner and we're like nestled in there.
So you're in Fayetteville. You're probably going to have some people that aren't from Fayetteville take
Hopefully.
Advantage of this.
Yeah, I mean, we saw 22,000 people at Pride. And so you are welcome to come from anywhere and everywhere.
There are still small towns. I grew up in this small town where it was a barbershop and that was it. I mean, I think there were stylists, but they were for predominant, exclusively women. If you were a kid, you went to this one place. And so you might have some young people who are coming from these small towns who haven't had this option maybe
ever. Yeah, and that's what's so exciting is getting to have these like moments of people with people and with, you know, kids and teenagers and saying like, hey, like there's enough room for you. And even if you feel like you don't necessarily fit in your small town or your high school or at home, like I'm happy to hold space for you and I'm happy to like see you.
Charlotte, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me. I totally appreciate it.
You'll let us know how it goes.
Most definitely.
Scarlett Howell is the owner of High Ground Hair Space and an organizer of Sunday's Gender-Free Haircut Club event taking place in Fayetteville. Appointments can be made by sending a text to 225-5964. That's a 479 number. 225-5964. There is also a booking link at the Instagram profile, Instagram.com/highgroundhairspace.